I want to talk a little bit about how you've been locked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're a felon as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I mean, this is not necessarily a badge of honor, so to speak, but you know what I mean? It's part of how it is growing up. When did you start getting in legal trouble? And like, usually what was that based around? Was it graffiti stuff or?
See, like, it started out with graffiti. Like, we all got bagged in like 95, and you'll see like the article. If they print it and scan it, you'll see the article. Like, I was all hyped. They put my actual tag in the newspaper and shit. It's like insane, but, but they bagged us in 95. That was for graffiti. Juvenile stuff was Bruntly graffiti, where they would lock us up and put us in like Schumann Center. And that shit was wild. Like, the first time I went to Schumann Center, I'll never forget. Obviously, I'm like 14, 15 years old. I'd never been locked up before. And they take you into like, what is it? Like, before you hit the population or whatever, you got to put on their clothes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember they give you these whitey tighties and shit.
Yeah.
Like, used whitey tighties, but you could see where they bleached out the shit stain. I'm like, damn, bro, I'm really going to put these on. But yeah, like, getting locked up or whatever, like, we're not proud of it, but it's our story and it is what it is. But there's a way to like persevere from all that. Like, that was a point in my life where just in and out of the system. But honestly, bro, like, if you think about it, like, everything you've been through, like me personally, like in my life, like, I wake up every day and it's a blessing. But yeah, started getting locked up around like 14, 15 years old. And that escalated literally till I was like 25 years old. And it started hitting like the adult systems, obviously, in and out of jails. And it's just, I look back at that part of my life and it's like, God damn, it's so crazy and insane. Like, I'm just glad I ain't living like that anymore. Like, it got my heart pounding thinking about it. But I really lived that way for a long time. And I felt like there was a possibility. Like, at one point in my life, I'm like, damn, dude, I'm really going to be stuck in these streets till the day I die. And I'm just glad I made it out. You know what I mean? I really made it out to the other side and I'm alive.
No, that's another, I honestly, like, I know that a lot of listeners like to hear the war stories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But kind of like you, something that you and I relate to is celebrating like the good.
Exactly.
The good, right? Going out for a nice steak. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We both like to do that.
No, for sure.
It's funny.
I always think about it. Like, you was in the same state prison as my grandfather. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
crazy. I remember, and I tell you the story all the time. Like, I'm not glamorizing this shit. I'm just telling you it's my story. Like, my family is so like, God, I don't know. Like, it's like we was just, what's that like when you just become your like environment, like products of your environment? Like, my grandfather, like, I remember he was in the Western Penitentiary and I was young as hell. And my parents were like, they were like trying to shelter me from that shit. And they would say, grandpap's in the military. We're going to go visit him.
Yeah.
And here, like, you think he's really in the military, because we would go visit him down the Western where you was at. And that shit, they got the big ass towers. And I think at that time there's dudes in the gun towers and everything. I'm like, damn, look at them army dudes. But going to visit my grandpa, but meanwhile he was in the Western Penitentiary. But it's just like my family, like all my cousins, everyone, uncles, like literally like in and out of prisons. And just like, you look up to like your uncles and everything, like they're supposed to be your childhood heroes. They're like on the block chilling and you just want to be like them, but you don't realize like the shit that's going to come with being like them is going to turn into hell fast. And I just looked up, not really to the wrong people. I just looked up to my family members and it just feels like it just got me in a hell of trouble, but I'm still alive. So it's a blessing. That's all.
Yeah. Not just alive. You're doing real well though. Hell, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what got you about the situation that you were in? Like, what was the turning point for you? Was it like a slow progression that happened, or was it like a, like something you just hit rock bottom and made a change?
Yeah, it's like, for real, like, your body can only endure so much pain. So that even when you're young and like a teenager, I really didn't give a fuck. But when you start hitting to the adult stages of this shit, and you keep going in and out of the jail, and then you see the same fucking people, the revolving door, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And then like being in jail and stuff on Christmas, and then you go out into them pods or whatever, and you hear the little jingle bell songs. Like, that shit's depressing, man. So yeah. there was just points in my life, like, you would just be so, like, down and out about that shit, and the pain was so strong. Like, it did. It took a long time, though, to get to the point where, and at the end of the day, I can't take credit for it. Like, it gets to the point, like, bro, a miracle happened in my life. It's the only way I can explain it. So, at 25, like, by the grace of God, bro, something occurred in my life where I let go of that shit, man. And it's still a fight every day, but I let go of that, and I just kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And then eventually now, like 20 years later, it's a little bit easier. So it is, it's a long, painful process, but I feel like I'm on the other side of it now. Yeah, so.
Definitely. How many kids you got?
I got 3 of them. Yeah, tray ball.
How old were you when you had your first kid?
I was, I feel like 27-ish. Hold up, 25. Wifey's in the corner. 25 just gave me the number. But 26. I was 26 when I had my first kid. So somewhere in that range.
Cool.
And I ain't going to lie, bro. Me and wifey was linked up. I don't even think we was married yet. But she called me. I was painting for this company, like apartment painting. And I think she called me and was like, I'm pregnant. I was like, oh my God, dude. I was scared as hell, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously scared. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I called my dad on the phone. You know, you think you call your dad and he's going to give you like this words of wisdom and all this good advice and shit. I'm like, yo, dad, you ain't going to believe it. I was like, Allie's pregnant, dude. Like, what the fuck? He was like, listen, champ, people have been having kids for thousands of years. You'll be fine. Click. He just hung up the phone. I'm like, oh, shit. So, but yeah, I got 3 kids. Hell yeah. But it was scary as fuck because to get back to the shit, like, don't get it twisted. Like, it's hard to navigate out here. Like, what's it? The wreckage of the past, bro. It'll peek its little head up. And I remember, like, I'm 25 years old. I'm getting all my shit together. And you think, dude, I didn't work a day in my life till I was 25 years old. And all of a sudden, you want to wake up and start putting in applications with companies. It ain't that easy. I remember I put in this application. I forget who it was, but it might have been like the gas company or something in Pittsburgh. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to work for the gas company. But lo and behold, they do that criminal record search. And dude's looking at the shit. He's like, bro, I can't hire you. In his exact words, he was like, your shit looks like a fucking crime spree from not, because they can't check your juvenile shit. They said, bro, your shit looks like a crime spree from 97 to 05. Like, what am I going to do with you? I'm like, oh, man. I was like, dude, I'm trying to change my life. But he wasn't trying to hear it. But I ended up getting a job at that apartment building because they fucked with whoever. He was painting house or painting apartments, so they didn't care what your background was. But like, it felt like to get a legitimate job, it just wasn't happening, bro. You know what I mean? So